Generation.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Michelle.
Thank you for downloading our podcast. This is our first ever podcast. Yay! How are you feeling? I'm excited.
I'm super excited and nervous.
Why don't we start with how we each became K-pop fans?
Okay, Annie, you first.
Okay. Started back in, I think, 2005 when Rain was really big. 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm old. Yeah.
You have a long
I'm
history.
A Nuna.
I have a long history with K-pop. I'm a baby in K-pop.
You're an eggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just fell in love with Rain's abs. And
who wouldn't?
And he was like, you know, the most popular K-pop idol back then. And
wow.
He was at his peak, and then he kind of fell off the peak a little bit because he, you know, went to the army and everything. And
Scandals.
And
he's dating Kim Tae-hee.
Yeah, so he's not as popular as before, but he did have his, you know, Justin Timberlake and NSYNC days, you know, that kind of.
How did you discover Rain?
I think it was YouTube. I saw, like, his abs in a thumbnail, and I was just like, oh, what's that? And fell in love with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, it was love at first sight.
Ever since then, I was like, K-pop is my jam.
So then you started getting into more K-pop groups after that?
Yeah, I started to discover Big Bang and then 2NE1 from Big Bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember escalated. Annie was, like, I met Annie in college and she loved K-pop and she loved Big Bang. And she would always, like, talk about Big Bang. I'm like, what is Big Bang? And then I remember once we went to, like, the stationery store. And there was, like, a Big Bang, like, magnet or notebook or something. And I was like, ew, they look like girls. And I was, like, so turned off by it. And it's like, no, they're so hot. And Annie was always by herself, like, in K-pop.
I was the only one in my friend's group that liked K-pop.
I know. I'm so sorry you had to go through that alone.
Thanks a lot, Michelle, for not joining the bandwagon sooner.
I know. I joined K-pop late. I joined K-pop in 2012. And I actually had seen K-pop before that, because I stumbled upon a few videos on YouTube, and Annie would post a lot of stuff on Facebook. Like, I remember once she posted on Facebook.
It's like, join my K-pop cult.
Yeah, she had shared a link to Girls' Generation on Letterman, and I clicked it, and I saw them performing The Boys, and I was like, huh. And I was, like, really intrigued, and then I, like, Googled Girls' Generation on YouTube. And then I saw their G video and their O video, and I'm like, this is super cute, but it's, like, weird, and I didn't, you know, see any of their K-pop groups after that. And then I remember once I was on YouTube again, and then I saw Taeyang's wedding dress, and mm-hmm. I thought it was really cool. But then again, I still wasn't into K-pop or anything. And then I think I got into K-pop through K-dramas, and this is my mom's fault, actually, because she started watching K-dramas dubbed in Spanish on the telenovela channel. And I would watch it with her, and I got, like, really addicted to K-dramas, and her, too. It would, like, at 3 p.m., we would, like, watch a K-drama.
And then you fell in love with the OST.
I fell in love with the OST, and then K-pop. I told Annie, I think I like K-dramas. And she's like, and she's like, okay, watch Secret Garden. And I, like, watched Secret Garden, and I looked it up on Drama Fever, and I literally did not leave my room for, like, 3 days. I spent the whole weekend just marathoning Secret Garden, and I fell in love with the OST, and I went on YouTube, and I looked up the lyrics, and I tried singing along with it, and I couldn't even for the life of me, like, read the lyrics, and I was like, okay, this is not gonna work. And so after that, I just kept getting, like, recommended videos on my feed, and then I started watching that, and that's when the time when Big Bang came out with what's the name?
Bad Boy.
And they were filming it in Brooklyn, and I was like, and G-Dragon came out with his, like, fur coat or his jacket, and he's, like, rapping, and I'm just like, he has so much swag. Who is this guy?
So much natural swag.
Such swag. And then Taeyang came out, and I was like, this guy.
So poppy.
So hot. And I was like, okay, I'm officially in love with Big Bang. And I was like, this is the Big Bang that Annie loved all throughout college. And
nobody cared.
And that I totally, like, thought was, like, girly and not my type. And I was like, oh my god, I like this thing. And then after that.
This thing?
Yeah, this thing called K-pop. And then after that, I just got really into Big Bang. Like, super into Big Bang. And then I got into 21.
I was so happy that she got into it because, like, right at that time, they were having concerts in the Where was it?
Prudential Center. So yeah, that same year, like a few months later that I got into K-pop, they had a concert. So
it was like perfect timing that she became a K-pop fan.
And then Annie finally had someone to go to K-pop concerts with. She didn't go to K-pop concerts because nobody wanted to go.
Interested in going.
I know. And now she has me. And then we went to our first K-pop concert together in August of 2012 when we saw 21 in Prudential Center.
Yeah, that was like the best.
Actually, I've never been to like a concert before that.
Oh, really?
That was like my first concert and my first K-pop concert. And it was so much fun because it felt like we were in a club. Like dancing. And like I wanted to jump up and down and dance. And everybody around me was
They did a great job at hyping up the crowd, though. I love
that. Yeah, yeah. But everybody around us was just sitting and like not wanting to dance. You know, we were just classy. Social Asians. Yeah, they were just like so calm. And I'm like, people, come on.
Get the hell up and start dancing.
I want to party. Like, 21 was just like really killing it. And I loved it. And then we saw
Big Bang in concert.
Yeah, that was like during Sandy, right?
It was like right after Sandy.
Yeah, it was crazy getting to that.
I was surprised we even got there because it was just hectic as hell to get there.
Like the train getting into Jersey was crazy.
I'll never forget it.
Like I thought I was gonna die in the mob of people. Like it was just like I wasn't even moving. People were pushing me into the tunnel to get into the train. And I was like, okay, hope we make it safely. And thankfully that they didn't cancel because there was a big snowstorm the day before and they had the concert anyway.
Yeah.
And I just remember Sungri. Remember when he was like, the loof is on fire. The loof. The loof. The loof is on fire. The loof, not the roof, the loof.
They come back soon. I love them.
I know. And do you remember the stage at the Big Bang concert looked like a penis? It looked like a
penis. It really was a penis. I'm surprised nobody else realized. Were we perverted?
No,
we were really high up. I think that's why we noticed it. We were in the nosebleed.
And we had, Annie had binoculars to stare at Tae Yang's beautiful abs. I'm glad she brought them because we would have not seen his glorious abs without those binoculars.
Those 99 cent binoculars worked.
I know. Remember the moment Tap came out?
Oh my god.
It was the best.
Remember the moment he didn't want to take off his jacket and everybody else took off their shirts already?
Yes. I mean, Tae was just like frolicking around half the stage naked, the whole time topless, and I was not complaining. That was great.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, so I'm pretty new to K-pop. I started in 2012, so I have a lot of catching up to do. And I have my groups, I have my faves. I'm very EXO biased.
She is.
Very much so. If you see my Tumblr, it's just reblogs of Kai. Speaking of EXO, we just came back from watching Chris's movie, Somewhere Only We Know. Is that what it's called? Somewhere Only We Know.
Yeah.
Annie, what are your thoughts on this movie? Because you have lots of thoughts on it.
I have a lot of thoughts. It was funny. It was cliche.
Very cliche.
It was very cliche. Some parts were kind of cringeworthy, I think, because a lot of awkward staring.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so... Okay, spoiler alert. If you want to see this movie later, then turn off this podcast right now.
Watch the movie and then come back to this podcast. And then come back here because we're going to agree or disagree with us. But
so, in the movie, Chris is love interest. What's her name? I forgot her name too. Okay, so I'm just going to say Chris and the girl.
That girl.
Like, do they have a one-night stand or not? Like, I don't...
No, because he crossed it off and said, that's not good. And like, on her list of things to do. But they woke up
in the same bed together the
next morning. Was fully clothed.
They were fully clothed, but they okay, so...
So did they have a one-night stand that night or not? Like, that's
the big,
what I'm,
the
like,
big mystery here for us is, like, did they have a one-night stand?
Did they do it or did they not do it?
It was very, like, insinuated. We don't know if they had a one-night stand or not, but we think they did.
A fully clothed one-night stand.
And Chris is, like, a single father in this movie, which is totally weird. His daughter is, like... 10 years old, and he's, like, 24.
And he
24.
Looks 20. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, when did he have this kid? When he was 15? Or 14?
He said 19 in the movie. Yeah, but that's... a daughter.
Yeah, but he looked so young.
Like, I know. How can you have a daughter? Did not look like a young father at all.
Yeah, and it was really creepy that he was a single dad in the movie.
But the girl was really cute. She's adorable.
I know. I want a daughter just like her. She's so cute.
Chris, if you're listening, I'll love to have a half-white daughter with you.
You're not even white, Annie. was just so much staring. Like, whenever Chris and the girl would, like, interact, they would just stare at each other for, like, 5 minutes, and the camera would pan to Chris, and then it would pan to the girl for, like, 5 minutes.
It was just a lot of
back and forth, back
and
forth.
And it was awkward because, like, his facial expression just isn't, like, you know, one that, like, you know, oh, I love you, I care for you, please stay, that kind of look. It was just like, I don't know what to do here. Should I look at here? Yeah. Should I look over there? You know, it's like, it was awkward.
Yeah, it was very cringeworthy. And then I was like, okay, so are they going to kiss now or not? And then they wouldn't. Like, they were just having that little scene, like, they were wrestling or something. And then they just got into, like, this weird, awkward stare. And then I'm like, okay, so they're going to kiss, right? And then...
Nope.
He sort of goes in for the kiss, and then she, like, backs away. I was like, okay. They're just building it up for us, and then they just tease us.
But even when they did, like, I felt like when they did kiss, there wasn't much chemistry.
There wasn't chemistry between Chris and the girl.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I just don't know her name. That's why I keep referring to her as the girl.
The girl, sorry!
I feel awful, but...
Sorry, girl.
I know, I'm sorry. And then, but who did have chemistry was the grandma, the girl, and the girl's grandma who...
The younger version of her grandma,
because in the movie, they do, like, flashbacks of the grandma story, because her grandma went to Prague and lived
had
there.
Had a whole, like, love story
there. A love story with a...
That, like, love story had a lot more chemistry, and it was much more moving.
I mean, Annie was crying in the movie.
I cried at the grandma story, because it was just so, like... beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
when... You
know, it was cliche, but it was beautiful. It was like a love story.
And
know,
the actors
were... Love story.
They were really good actors. And the grandma is actually the director of the movie.
Yeah.
Xing Li, I think her name is. I don't know. But, Annie was crying. I was like, I heard sniffling. Like, I'm like, is Annie crying?
And just a little bit. Just a little.
She's like, the feels have just gotten over me. And I was like, okay, Annie. but we were, we were, like, laughing at certain points at the movie when... It was meant to be serious, like when Chris and the girl were kissing at the end.
It was just, we weren't the only ones laughing. I heard other
everybody
people laughing.
Everybody else was laughing in the theater.
It was just so, like, awkward and just forced. It looked so forced. Yeah. It wasn't natural at all. And I don't know. I mean, it was his first movie, like, A for effort, but it really wasn't.
He has potential.
Yeah,
he doesn't
have
potential. He just doesn't, he's not there yet. You know,
he needs more practice. I think a couple more movies and he'll get the hang of it.
Yeah. But I really liked Lujan's movie. Lujan was really good.
Back to 20.
Back to 20. If you, spoiler alert again, if you know,
you haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But Lujan definitely did a better job at acting for his first time.
Yeah. And I think his role was more minor than Chris's because Chris had a lead role. So he had a lot more responsibility acting wise, and Lujan it was
more
just
like a co-starring
more,
role.
Yeah, he was like playing a teenage boy in a band and in college, so it was a more like lighthearted role, and I thought he did a really good job portraying that. I loved that movie, Back to 20.
Yeah,
I saw the Korean version too, and it was really good too. It was awesome.
So, what do you think about Krishan?
Krishan
Day.
Oh, Krishan or Chris Han?
Chris Han Day, right?
Chris Han. I like calling him Ludacris. Oh my god. I was so excited. I think I was gonna cry when I saw Chris Han together and Lujan was like, call me.
I kind of freaked out when I saw the picture and then I found the video and then I freaked out even more.
I freaked out when they were walking together and then at the end Lujan really wanted to touch Chris's hand and say goodbye to him properly, but that lady had to come in between them.
Chris's manager.
Is that Chris's manager?
Yeah, I think it's Chris's manager telling him like, oh, he's got other schedules.
Yeah, but, like, they hadn't seen each other, supposedly, since May of last year. That's almost a year.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, lady. Just give them a moment. Like,
let them have their damn moment, bitch.
They're both being sued by SM right now. They're going through some S-H-I-T.
Yeah.
Okay, just let them have a moment. Just let them catch up. Like, she was like, no, go away.
She's like, no. But they had their moment on Krishan Day Part 2.
Yeah. And then they had the interview, was it yesterday or the day before?
Which was really freaking awkward, but...
That interview was all about Lujan, I feel. Like, the lady was
The lady
just...
was, like, a Lujan stan.
Yeah, she would just give the microphone to Lujan, and then when she realized she was just talking to Lujan the whole time, she gave the microphone to Chris. And then the poor guy at the end, he didn't get any
time. He was, like, third wheeling.
He was just like, okay, I'm here.
I exist too.
Poor guy. Sorry. But yeah, and then all the Kane netizens were saying how Lujan, the way he gave the microphone to Chris, was a form of like he was his son bae. Like
Lujan was bowing a little bit.
He bowed a little, like he gave the microphone in a certain way, like that's very respectful towards a senior. And they're like, oh, so Chris is the son bae meme traitor.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's just like all these hateful comments, and I was like, I guess
so not fair.
There's the Koreans don't like Lujan and Chris right now.
I mean, I can understand why, but yeah. It's been a while now.
It's sad just... that they, but just get over it, you know? Like, yeah. they weren't happy in EXO, and now they're happy.
And, you know, they're I haven't seen EXO them either. Genuinely smile like that.
Yeah, like, when, they're chubbier, you know, now.
They're eating.
They're eating properly, and they're not eating ramen at, like, midnight.
Aww.
You know? So, I mean, I was really, really sad when they broke up, but, I mean, now that they're doing a lot better,
But they're doing well for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy for them. I support them in whatever they're doing now.
Same here.
I'm interested in what's going to happen with this lawsuit.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
You think so?
Yeah, because, like, I don't think they have any seniority over them in other countries outside of Korea. Do you think
outside
so?
Of Korea, no. And plus...
But XOM had their activities in China, but they were still being managed in Korea, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if SM's going to be able to... They definitely can't halt their activities in China.
They're just doing that just so they, you know, can win some money or something.
Yeah, they're mad, you know, and they want
to... Their stocks were dropping, so obviously they have to get back the money somehow.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll be successful in China, in the Shanghai courts, in the Hong Kong courts. Korea, who knows?
Yeah. Can't wait to see Lujan's next movie.
What is... Oh,
the 12 Golden Ducks.
Also, Ian, explain this movie to us.
So, basically, this movie is about 12 Golden Ducks. And in Cantonese, the slang term ducks is actually gigolo. So this movie is about gigolos. And I don't think Lujan is a gigolo. I mean, if he is. I'm going to flippin' lose my shit if he's a gigolo. But I think he's just a choreographer that teaches the gigolos how to dance.
Okay, so he's not a gigolo himself.
Yeah, because in the trailer, the lady was, like, introducing the gigolos to Lujan, saying that, you know, dancing with him is better than having sex, apparently.
Oh.
So, yeah, I think he's just a choreographer in the film.
Aww. Is that all he had to do in the film?
I think he has a small role, but he still made it on the poster.
He's on the poster, guys, and we're going to go see this movie.
Can't wait. Next month it comes out in the States, so.
Yay. We're spoiled. We get all the movies here.
I know. We're lucky.
Yeah. We went to see Back to 20, and they had a standee at the AMC movie theater, and we took pictures with the standee Lujan, and there was a hashtag 20 again, and you could win a prize. But for this movie, for Chris's movie, there was no standee. We were all over the movie theater looking for one.
None.
There was nothing, and then we were, like, on our way out. We were in the car leaving, and then I saw outside there was a poster for the movie. And
tiny little poster.
Yeah, and I got out in, like, 10-degree weather to take a picture of the poster. It's literally, like, 0 degrees right now in New York City.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know how we're surviving this
cold. Barely.
I'm barely surviving. So, Annie, let's talk about Amber.
Amber just debuted! Yay!
I was excited. Yeah, I was listening to her mini album on my way to work today. And I must say, I'm really impressed with Amber's voice.
Yeah.
I was
surprised. I did not know she had such a great singing voice.
Like, her vocal abilities are really good. I'm like, and SM never showcased that in FX.
Yeah. Because, you know, Crystal had to be singing all the freaking time.
Yeah, Crystal.
So Amber has to rap. Yeah.
I know. Why do they make every, like, the thing is, they think people who can't sing become rappers. Mm-hmm. But Amber has really good
Amber
voice.
Can sing.
Like, there's more to her than just rapping. And I'm just so glad that SM gave her this opportunity to shine and showcase her. Not only her singing, but also her writing abilities. Because she wrote Goodbye Summer. She wrote, I think, Shake That Brass, too. And she wrote Beautiful. Or co-wrote many of the other songs. Yeah. And I'm just really impressed that she can write songs like that. Like, Goodbye Summer is one of my favorite songs. Korean version and the English version. But there's just something about Goodbye Summer, the English version, that kind of got it to us. Because Amber refers to her boy in the song as baby boy.
And it's just so weird hearing Amber say baby boy.
Yeah,
and it's like... I don't know. It did not sound like a boy and a girl singing the song.
Can we just play a snippet of the song?
Just a little bit. What to say. Hey now, baby boy. Yeah, yeah. Don't you know? Yeah.
a boy, what you gonna do? Okay, so you heard how she said baby boy, like it just doesn't sound like feminine and sweet.
it doesn't sound genuine, I feel.
Yeah, it just sounds like two
it's
dudes.
It's a good song, but I don't know, like her voice just isn't soft enough, I guess, or, yeah. You know.
I feel like she had to either take it up a notch and sing it a little bit higher, or sing it with a guy with a very deep voice, because they both sound the same.
They both have the same tone.
Yeah, and it just didn't really go well. But other than that, the song is amazing, and I love it. It's just the baby boy part gets to us. Baby girl. Like, who even calls each other baby? Do you call your boyfriend baby boy?
No, I call him honey.
Yeah, like, who says baby boy and baby girl?
Beyonce in 2000.
I don't know. That was just my deal with that.
But other than that, we do love the songs on her album. I think she'd be great on her solo debut. Screw FX, she could do a solo career. She nailed it.
Yeah. I think a lot of guys in SM right now can be solo without a problem.
But notice how they gave SM gave all of their Asian Chinese artists, specifically Chinese artists, solo
debuts. Specifically, who was the first one? Zumi or Henry?
It was Henry, and then Domi, and now Amber.
And then,
because they realize that their Chinese members are always leaving.
I feel like the Chinese members are more at risk being in SM Entertainment. Because I guess there's, more discrimination towards Chinese.
I guess. So maybe this is their way of showing, we don't discriminate. Yeah. Here's your solo career.
Yeah. And they're trying to get, more of their artists to do solo careers. Because I guess being in a group, you don't really get to shine as much.
Yeah.
And you have to, always share your profits with the members.
Unless you go out and do, your own variety shows. Yeah. That kind of thing.
And there's not that much leeway to show your own personal talents. And we were listening to Jonghyun's mini album on our way here, and we were talking about how good his album was, and how we never knew Jonghyun had this side of him when he was in SHINee. And he thinks he's the Usher of Korea.
He totally is. I mean, tell me you don't want to make love to half of his album.
I mean, listen to Hallelujah. I mean, that's a baby making song.
Yeah. I think 100 Korean babies are made per minute listening to that song.
And then in Love Belt, he's basically whispering the entire song.
I mean,
and he can impregnate somebody with this whisper. It's that sexy. I love Jonghyun.
He's also really hot. Yeah.
And Taemin's album was pretty good, too. Did you like Taemin's album?
I like Jonghyun better.
I like Jonghyun better, too. Taemin's song is just kind of better. I don't know, Taemin is very, aggressive when he sings. Right?
That's his style. He yells a lot. He likes the rocker style, I guess.
Yeah, he does. I feel like his song is just very in your face and very, and he's he's yelling at me.
Jonghyun is more R&B.
It's very more R&B, more, relaxing, which is, kind of the music I'm into. Which is kind of funny, because I wanted to segue into this topic, is, my change in the way I like K-pop now. I love my favorites and the major songs, but now I'm more towards, softer and, more R&B.
Because we're getting older.
bluesy types of K-pop. I'm really into Jonghyun, I'm really into, IU. Have you heard IU's? Her stuff is very coffee shop type of
coffee shop music. Elevator music.
Something you would listen to at Starbucks or, her song Friday. I love her song. Things like that. I don't know. BAP and all that those other groups. I'm just Bangtan Boys or whatever.
Is that how you say Bangtan Boys? You want a Bangtan Boys?
No, I don't want a Bangtan. I mean, I can't keep up with all these groups.
There's too many names to memorize.
They keep up showing on my feeds and Tumblr and Instagram, but I don't know, half of these groups anymore. I can't keep up.
I know, there's too many.
I just really follow, my favorites.
Same. Whoever's in, the top 10, I guess.
Yeah, and there's just too many to keep up with. You were talking about Exit. Exit, how they just became popular all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Over that one fan cam with the hip thrusts. Can you believe a hip thrust video that went viral?
A hip thrust made them popular.
Got a year old song back on the charts, and they won number one on all the music shows, and everybody wants to do the hip thrust dance.
Everyone's thrusting their hips.
It's so sexual, that hip thrust dance.
I like how Amber threw in the nene in her dance.
What's the nene?
It's the nene when you raise up your right hand.
Oh, is
right
that the
arm.
Nene?
Yeah,
oh,
it's the nene.
Zina and shake that breast.
Yeah, and shake that breast.
Okay, so what does shake that breast mean, Annie? Because I'm so confused.
I'm pretty sure it's about the instruments, the brass instruments.
Okay, so shake your brass instruments?
Yeah, shake your brass instruments.
But that makes no sense to me. Nobody has a brass instrument that they want to shake lying. Like, do you have a brass instrument lying around?
No,
that
no, I don't.
You need to shake. I'm pretty sure she meant shake that ass, and then she's using brass and a play on words.
Do we really need another word for ass, though?
We don't.
I mean, we got bass now, you know?
Is that what Meghan Trainor's all about?
Yeah.
I'm all about that bass?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all about that ass?
I'm pretty sure it's about ass.
Oh, okay, makes sense. Yeah. I was just talking about more voluptuous women.
Yeah, so she's singing Shake That Brass.
Shake That Ass.
Shake That Ass.
Okay, because I'm just very confused by what that meant.
Maybe we should ask Amber.
We need to ask Amber.
We need to ask Amber.
If you're listening, explain to us.
Please email us, Amber. Let us know.
Hashtag Nuna's Generation. Do you like the song?
I like it. It's fun.
I don't know if I like it, though.
You don't know? Why?
I don't know. I like the video. I think it's funny and hilarious, but the song is just kind of meh to me.
It's meh. It'll grow on you, I think.
Maybe if I listen to it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I really like Beautiful, though.
Yeah. Because I hated Red Light. And then
Red Light, too.
I listened to it, like, you know, all those like music shows had it, and just, I grew on it, I guess.
It's one of those songs that has to grow on me, because right now I really don't like Shake That Brass. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be good to work, like, to do a workout.
Yeah, it's a workout song, basically.
Like, yeah, I'm going to add it to my running playlist, but... As of now, I'm just like, meh, but I do like the video, and I love Amber. Don't think I don't like Amber, because I do.
Though I did think it was like, I don't know. It's cool that she managed to get all those people from different recording, you know.
Yeah, most of them are her friends. Like, Min is her
friend. Yeah, yeah.
Min's in it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Min and Irene, they're all like friends. And Eric, is Eric Nam in the video?
I don't know.
But Jackson's in it.
Jackson's there.
Yeah, like, she hangs out with everybody.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she's like, okay, why is Amber friends with everybody?
Nobody else is friends with other people outside
she's literally friends with everybody in K-pop. Especially,
she's just that cool.
Yeah, especially the people who speak English, like, everybody born in, like, North America, like, Canada, and all those places. Like, she, especially them. Like, she's friends with Ailey and Eric Nam, Min, Irene... Hyoyeon from Girls' Generation.
Yeah.
I think they're friends, too. She's popular. She's quite popular.
Our little llama.
Yeah, we love Amber. We love you. Hashtag shake that breast. It was trending on Twitter.
I know, I saw.
And Tumblr, too. Yay. I hope FX doesn't disband.
You think they would?
I don't know, because, like...
No word on Sully. I have not seen anything on Sully, so maybe.
I'm, like, really worried that they might not, you know... have a comeback. I mean, they're speculating they might have a comeback this year, but, like, what's the deal with Sully? I mean,
did she give birth yet to her baby?
Oh, God.
That's my, you know, conspiracy theory.
You're convinced that she's pregnant.
I'm convinced she's pregnant.
By Choiza.
Because, well, like, why are you, you know, all of a sudden halting your career?
Yeah. In the middle of promotion, she said she was sick.
And there's no pictures of her for these past couple months. Yeah. I mean, where is she? She's probably in L.A., you know.
I don't want to think that. No.
Secretly pregnant.
No, don't say that.
That's just my theory. It's, you know, you don't have to go with it. It's just my theory.
I mean, some people say that she was out and about, like, going to clubs and restaurants.
Really?
And I think there was a picture of her with her boyfriend. And she was just
recently?
No, I think it was, like, a few months ago. Like, probably, like, in the summertime.
Yeah, when she wasn't showing. Yeah. See, I'm telling you.
What are you saying,
there hasn't
Annie?
Been... If they come back in, like, 9 months since she...
Okay,
like, left,
make, count the count when she left and count when she comes back.
Okay, then we'll know for sure.
Oh, no, she was recently in... Okay, somebody got... SM had that showcase at that mall where they had, like all the merchandise for the K-pop groups. Like, they were selling, like, $20
cupcakes. Oh, like a pop-up shop?
Yeah, like, they were selling, like, $20 cupcakes with shiny logos.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, everything was overpriced. But they went to, like, the opening, and she was there with Luna, and she was not showing.
Maybe she was wearing all black, and you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I think it was called Co-X. Like, it's a mall in Korea, and they had, like, a little pop-up shop, with, like, all the SM town, and they were selling, like...
Are you sure
ridiculous.
It's, like, a pop-up shop? I thought it was, like, an actual, like, new
store?
Studio.
Oh, maybe. I don't really know much about this place. I just saw on Tumblr that this cupcake was like $20.
It's ridiculous.
And all it had was like green frosting and the shiny cookie on top. And I'm like, okay.
And you were complaining that the Baked by Melissa cupcakes were too expensive.
Oh my God. Baked by Melissa. Those cupcakes, they're not even bite size. They're like miniature. They're like
M&M size. M&M size cupcakes.
I waited like an hour for these stupid cupcakes and you hyped them up so much. And then I got them and I'm like, so disappointed. I ate them in one bite. All three.
Sorry.
Never again.
Yeah, so sometimes I mishear K-pop lyrics the first time I listen to a song.
Annie has a gift. Anytime a K-pop song comes out, she always hears like a random lyric that's supposedly in English. Like, I think we were listening to, what was it, G-Dragon's Michi Go or something? And there was like a section in the song. Let's play it right now. Shut up. Yeah. Okay, and she saw it, and she thinks that that part says, Nuna got laid.
Hey, this is how I memorize K-pop lyrics, because I don't know Korean, so I need to find a way to, like, memorize it easier. Yeah. And that's how I do it.
She, every time a song comes out, she always hears these random phrases, and I'm like, how did she hear this? So I think we wanted to come up with this segment called Misheard K-pop Lyrics, because Annie has a gift, and she's going to show you how she mishears these lyrics with the following.
Well, thank you so much for doing this podcast with me, Michelle.
Thank you, Annie, for having me.
So excited. You truly are. Yeah. I've always been so jealous that you had... Well, I guess it's time to sign off on the first podcast of Nuna's Generation.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, if you are listening.
Sorry if our laughter was too loud. Yeah, I hope you weren't wearing headphones.
Please forgive us. This is our first podcast, so we're still, you know, getting used to this. But follow us on all our social networks. Annie, what are our
We're on Tumblr at nunasgeneration.tumblr.com. Twitter.com/Nuna's Podcast. Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/Nuna's Generation.
And our Instagram is Nuna's Generation.
Nuna's Generation on Instagram.
Yeah, we have a post about Chris.
Go check that out.
Chris, like our photo on Instagram. I had to get out in 0-degree weather to get that picture, okay?
Thanks, guys. Right. Thank you. Yonghwa, sing us out. Good night.